introduction, Ollie. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, hey, Jamie, a lot of people think you're just another sports face. But you have done so much more, not just athletic administration, but you are now working the John Maxwell people who provided you with some great training to help you transition to be a leadership guru and the first non-ebook. I mean, you can go to CoachBeckler.com and you can find 5 free ebooks, but coming out the 25th of July, the leadershipplaybook.com, am I correct? Is it still coming, or is it sort of like a pennant for the Brewers?
Yeah, a little over a week, it'll be here. We're really excited about that. It'll start shipping to people, and we've had a lot of pre-orders, a lot of people excited about it. A lot of teams have been purchasing it, so it's an exciting time to have that coming out, my first real book, or the first print book, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one is in print, and it is available, the leadershipplaybook.com, and I understand you are personally autographing. The Dak Prescott autograph machine has not been sent to your location, am I correct?
Correct. I am actually personally autographing those, and you know, that's something I don't do for the ebook. So,
oh, really? Jamie, I had no idea. You can't
do that. Well, you probably can, but I don't. But it's not personal.
Okay. So it's personally autographed. Now, if people go to theleadershipplaybook.com, they can also find out about getting quantity discounts. And I understand that you are coordinating some of your speaking engagements to coincide with those who are able to purchase in quantity, and that you're making them an offer that they cannot refuse. Am I right, my friend?
Yeah, we definitely have those packages available that they can purchase for their entire school or their entire teams. But, you know, sometimes there's people in the community that might buy musical instruments, or may buy textbooks, or might buy laptops for the school. There's some people out there that have a passion for leadership and a passion for their student athletes. And so we have some packages available for that, and where I'll come and speak at their school as well if they kind of sponsor their school or, you know, for a community.
Well, this is one thing, Jamie Beckler, that I don't think a lot of people understand. You're trying to not only encourage reading among middle and high school students by providing them something that is easy to read and carries a powerful message, but you're also trying to help in the area of athletics, because for many times, let's face it, they still refer to them as the high school heroes. And these are the people that many times get looked up to, draw the attention and adulation even in high school, and you recognize the leadership role that they can, should, and in many cases must have in the high school culture, on and off the field, court, et cetera. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, when I talk to coaches, or I talk to parents, or I just hear kind of the vibe out there, sometimes it's frustrating to hear people say stuff about how, you know, kids these days, or, you know, kids are this or kids are that. And I really think that there's something that we can do about it instead of just criticizing kids sometimes. And so this book is one step. It's certainly not you buy this book and automatically your kid is going to be a great kid or a great leader, but it's a tool. It's a resource to help them. And, you know, it's stuff that I used as a coach successfully, a lot of stories, a lot of insights, a lot of practical ways to help a kid look at leadership a little bit differently. A lot of times what a kid does is they look at leadership as it's only the captain that's the leader. And so if I'm not a captain, I don't have to lead, or I don't have to do this or that. And in reality, every player, every athlete on a team is a leader. in some way. And so we try to point that out. But we also show captains, you know, what their roles are as a leader. And so we hit pretty much every role. And what that does is it helps everybody on that team. So if you have a basketball team, it helps all 12 to 15 players understand that they can be a better person, a better teammate, which is really them being a better leader, because leader is just influence. And so they can have a more positive influence over their closest friends, over their whole team in general. And then all of a sudden you have a better team. All of a sudden you have better individuals. And then that's going to help them not just on the basketball floor, but it's going to help them in life. You know, when they're applying for that college application, when they're applying for that scholarship, when they're applying for that, special award at the high school, when they're going for their first job, you know, those are the kinds of things that are going to help them out a little bit more in life. And so I think that's something that if I was a parent of a high school kid, if I'm an aunt or an uncle, you know, a grandparent, that's something that I think I would consider looking at is what can I do to help my relative or this person that I know that plays athletics? What can I do to help them instead of just complaining about kids these days or expecting the coach to take care of things? And a book is just one little thing, one little part, but I think that it's something that can help them. And there's a few stories in there that might be of interest to them.
As you take a look at this, Jamie, do you see the changing nature for middle and high schoolers in athletics and the needs that they have personally, as well as the opportunities and the void that exists for leadership from young people to young people?
Yeah, there's a void, a leadership void. There's no question about that. Whether it's because we don't see as many role models, and unfortunately, we see that in the media, in the news every day. We don't see great examples of leadership. What we see is if you don't like somebody, you criticize them, and there's a lot of there's not a lot of strong leadership examples that we're seeing anymore. And so I do think that there's a void there, and there's a need to see what real leadership looks like. And to point out when there is good leadership. And that's one of the things in the book I try to point out is what does good leadership look like and what does bad leadership look like? And this, why is this a bad leadership example? And why this is good leadership example? And what are the positive or negative consequences? But also, what you see is, for instance, and I coached a lot of basketball. You have basketball. These players play so many games in the summer. They're always playing, and they're never truly developing their skills, things like that. And that's the same with leadership, I think, is that they're constantly playing games, but they're not actually developing. This is what we really need for our team, and this is what each player really needs, as opposed to just going out there and showcasing their skills. It's constantly, I need to score a lot of points and this is going to make me more attractive. And if I don't like my team that I'm on, then I'm just going to go pay to be on another team. And so there's a lot of people hopping around from team to team, just playing games all the time. So there's not really practice where you're really getting down into the nitty gritty and learning how to have strong character, learning how to handle adversity. And I think that that's needed, definitely. And I do think that that it can be solved. I do think that there's answers out there, and I do think that kids want to be better leaders. I think they want to step up. They just don't always know how or are provided opportunities.
If you have the opportunity to go out and talk at schools that your book goes to, what are some of the points that people can expect to hear? Because one of the things I think we expect from athletes as well, there'll be a few stories and some of the, kind of the platitudes of athletics, work hard, try hard, things like that. I think you try to deliver a much more complete message, don't you, Jamie Beckler?
Well, one of the main things you're going to hear is that it's your responsibility as an athlete. If the team isn't... If the team is not going the way it should be, or if there's infighting or if the culture's not right, it's your fault as a player. And what I mean by that is the coach sets the vision. The coach kind of casts that vision, but it's up to the players to carry it out. And the players are the ones that are in that locker room. The players are ones that are on the bus ride. The players are the ones that are going to deal with each other. And there's going to be fires that come up in that locker room and issues that come up. And are you going to have lighter fluid in your hand, or are you going to have a fire extinguisher? You know, what are you doing as a player to make your team better? How are you being a better teammate? And the greatest way to improve the team is to improve yourself. And so we talk a lot about personal responsibility, but this is how we show them sort of how you can be a better teammate, how you can be your team's most valuable leader, how you can influence those people around you, those closest friends. Now, when we talk to coaches, we say the same thing. If that culture's bad, it's not the players are this or the players are that. It's you. You as the coach have to make sure that you're helping develop these players and helping this culture be created. Even though I say the coach casts that vision and the players carry it out, that coach can dive into those lives. That coach can influence these kids to do what's right. And so we talk a lot about personal responsibility no matter who it is we're talking to.
Jamie, the best thing that I guess comes out of this is, and I say I guess because I haven't had the privilege to hear you speak yet, is the fact that you are trying to be and meet these athletes where they are right now. And as you do that, you're hoping that they go into places that you and other coaches can't get and become sort of an extension of where you'd like to be and the things you'd do if you and other coaches could get there. Fair to say?
Yeah, it definitely is fair to say. You know, a coach, even the best coaches out there, not everybody is going to listen to that coach. And not everybody loves that coach because you have playing time issues. Or maybe that coach said the wrong thing at the wrong time to a kid once. So, you know, when I go in, I might say that some of the same things that a coach says, but they might listen to me a little bit differently because I'm not the one that's determined their playing time. Plus, there's no agenda, there's no personal feelings involved. And so I go in, and what I try to do is try to change their, get them to see a little different point of view, get them to see perspective, that it's not, because most of the time, all of us, no matter if it's athletics or anything else, most of our issues in life deal around our ego or our ability not, our disability to see other people's perspectives. We only see our point of view, we only see our perspective, and that leads to issues. And so whether it's players or coaches, I try to help them see the other person's perspective, and then this is how we can come to a win-win, and this is how we all can win, and this is how we all can get the best of what we're shooting for so we can all be successful.
That's where we're going to need to leave it. Again, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com, Jamie Beckler, till next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie.